Warriors training camp, fueled by Gatorade, brings us a conversation with Warriors assistant coach Jaron Collins. And Coach Collins, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and think about what training camp has been and how the past couple of months have been for you and the family. How are things going? How has camp been? Catch us up a bit here.
Camp's been going very, very well, quite frankly, in terms of everybody getting back out on the floor for the most part. Competing, getting to play the game that they love, in hopes of anticipating a really good season.
Yeah, that is one of the big themes here. And we want to bring in some of what's been said at camp by the players. And Kevon Looney really bring up a great point about this camp and how Stephen Curry has been leading the charge in a leadership position that he's had for many, many years. But this year, it's even going a little bit further. Here's what Kevon said here at the beginning of camp.
Having Steph around, he just brings that certain energy, that certain joy to the game. And he's real. He's been setting the tone on offense and defense. He's talking. He's been real vocal as a leader on both ends of the court. He's been teaching a lot to the young guys. And you can tell that he's taking that role, being more vocal on the court. Years past, he was always vocal, but he didn't have to do as much teaching as in years prior. But this year, you can tell he's focused on making sure that guys are getting better. He's making guys feel comfortable and trying to find that chemistry with everybody.
So, Coach Collins, what are you seeing in that regard from Stephen this year at this camp, as Kevon was just alluding to?
I definitely think that Steph has stepped up in just terms of just being vocal presence. Echo on what Kevon said in terms of Steph leading on both ends of the floor. Maybe 2 days ago, in one of the scrimmages, he took a charge and got the whole building or the whole gym excited. He's definitely stepped up in terms of really leading the way for all the guys and not having Draymond out on the floor quite yet. Steph is definitely providing that leadership role, not only with his actions, but just his words as well, providing the words of wisdom to the young guys, really setting the tone on both ends of the floor.
You talk about another guy who hasn't gotten into some of these scrimmages and practices quite yet, that being James Wiseman, who joined us here, and we had a great conversation with him as a guy who works with some of the big guys. Why are we so excited about what this guy can do?
Just the talent that he has in terms of his athleticism, his size. Obviously some things that you just can't teach in terms of his wingspan. Having said that, he's fully capable of putting the ball down on the floor. He has a great shooting stroke. He's explosive, athletic. So there's definitely a lot to be excited for as far as his potential. Unfortunately, we haven't had to have him, or he hasn't been able to participate full bore yet in practices, but he's getting closer. Having said that, there is going to be a lot of learning that needs to take place in terms of, making calls, defensive coverages, really being that anchor on the back line of our defense. So there is a learning curve that has to take place. And to his credit, he has been an absolute sponge in terms of watching video, being on the sidelines, talking to different coaches, sitting with Zaza Pachulia a couple days ago when he was sitting up on the balcony. Now he's up, he's down on the floor watching practices. But he's getting closer, and you can tell that he's chomping at the bit to get back out there.
One of the other guys that played the center position for the Warriors, Marquese Chriss, showed a lot of poise last year, a lot of energy as well. And this is what Marquese Chriss said at the beginning of camp.
We expect nothing but to compete for ourselves. I think everybody's looking at us to be these monsters, and I think we're ready for it. Obviously, not having Clay, it makes things a little different. But, I think the players that we have are ready to play. And obviously, we want to make up for what happened last season because it was disappointing. And we all understand that we're better than that. And, situations happen and, it wasn't the best circumstances. But I think this year is going to be different for us, just being able to have, majority of our team here and just try to manage. I think that's the biggest thing for us, to just go out there, compete, and make the most out of the situation that we have.
Really love hearing that from Marquise. And he brings up two things that we should talk about. One, putting last season in the rearview mirror and really getting the most out of this season, one of the themes he was bringing up. And two, trying now to do it without Klay Thompson. What are the things that the guys have been thinking about in camp as to how to best move forward and really make the most out of this year?
Well, I think one of the most important things he said in his little soundbite was competition. There's a competitive spirit that all good teams have to have, and we're starting to develop that, and we're starting to see that. So, yes, we're moving past last year. Last year's team was last year's team. We have a new group of guys, some familiar faces coming back, obviously with Steph coming back, Andrew coming back, played a limited amount, but Kelly Oubre, Kent Bazemore coming back into the fold and wearing the Warriors colors again. So there's a lot of excitement with this particular group. But it starts really with the competitive spirit that they all have and that we're all going to need going forward to be successful. And obviously, you know, we're all missing Klay Thompson's presence on and off the court. It's really unfortunate what happened. But I know that this particular group is extremely competitive. They're extremely driven. And they're chomping at the bit to get out there.
I got one more thing to play out, and that's Kent Bazemore back with the team. 2012, he was a rookie with the Warriors, an undrafted rookie free agent that really made a name for himself at the Summer League with incredible defensive efforts. I believe in one of these games, he had like 5 or 6 blocks at the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas, and he was just tremendous in that game. Then went on to a couple of other teams, the Lakers, the Hawks, the Kings, and really, you know, made his way around the NBA, but is back and offering this. Here's what Kent had to say most recently.
The intensity's been great. I think we've approached each day with the right mindset. I think this new look Warrior team, has that chip on their shoulder, and it starts at the top. With Coach Kerr and our leader and Steph, Steph's been great. Energy's been great. He's been leading by example, and guys have been following suit. I've always admired how, this organization continues to bring in, like, high-character guys, great kids, and, kids that, love to work. And I say kids because I think I'm the second oldest player in the locker room now, which is weird. We got a really good group, really hungry group, and we're ready to get after it.
I love how he caught himself there saying kids, but he does bring up the point. I would have never thought we'd be talking about old man Bazemore, but the second oldest player in the locker room. He brings experience. He brings such a great vibe. How has camp been for Kent?
Camp's been really good for Kent. He's someone who can play, he can defend multiple positions. He can play multiple positions on offense. As you mentioned earlier, he's a heck of an on-ball defender. Really good anticipating passing lanes, some really long arms. He is the veteran, with the second unit. Him and Brad Wanamaker have a good partnership going. But he provides that sage veteran, been there, done that type wisdom that comes from playing in multiple teams, and he's seen everything. As far as organizations go, as far as teams go, and he just has a lot of wisdom right now, coming back to us and rejoining our organization, and we're going to need his veteran leadership, especially for, coming in off the bench and providing that locker room presence for our young guys.
Just one more thing from me here, and it's regarding getting this preseason started. What are some of the opportunities ahead here? And it's amazing. Game action has begun around the NBA on this Friday evening as we do this, but tomorrow at Chase Center, a Saturday matchup against the Denver Nuggets. It seems like a long time since there's been action on the court, but now it's happening again, Coach. What's in store?
Well, you're looking to see the chemistry start to develop, and quite frankly, from my perspective, how are we engaged on the defensive end of the court? We want to set a tone. We're not shy about saying that we want to be a top 10 team defensively. statistically. So, you know, the mindset or the attention to detail or guys flying around, making rotations, using their length, using their athleticism. So that's, you know, on the collective side, defensively, how engaged are we? The offense will come and evolve, the chemistry, the guys playing with one another. You know, it's been a long time since, you know, some of, you know, our players have been on a basketball court competing 5-on-5. Obviously, we're not in the bubble, so a lot of our guys are going to, you know, have to reacclimate to NBA basketball and NBA competition, but we've had some really good practices and just seeing if it can translate over. And then you're also seeing, you know, for on personal levels, you know, the young guys, how they make the most of the opportunities that are presented. Whether you're talking about Eric Pascal or Jordan Poole or Alan Smolagic, we've got a lot of young guys on our team and seeing how they take that next step in their NBA career.